Hey.
Hey there.
How's it going?
Feels like a Monday.
Feels like a Monday.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Just kind of like everything just, well, I'm behind on a couple things for sure, so that's not helping. But it's kind of
Sweet. So
like,
we're taking an hour
yeah, I know,
to.
I totally didn't even realize the time. Like, there's like so many things on my plate right now, and I'm just like chasing my tail. But no, it just must be a productive day for everyone else because I swear all my clients have emailed me today. So just busy.
Well, yeah, there's nothing else they can do because it's cold outside. I don't know
Yeah.
what it's doing in town, but it is dumping snow at my house.
It's windy and it's trying to snow here. It's almost like a snow drizzle. I don't know. But yeah, it's cold, it's windy. It's depressing.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. So, I'm going to start things off
Start
with the
it off
quote. At the end of the day, you are solely responsible for your success and your failure. And the sooner you realize that, you accept that and integrate that into your work ethic, you will start being successful. As long as you blame others for the reason you aren't where you want to be, you will always be a failure. Erin Cummings.
Nice.
I wholeheartedly stand by behind that.
Yeah.
So what's really cool about these quotes, at least this one and last one, is I have a quote sent to me every single day, like a motivational quote, and they both have been very relevant to like our podcast and kind of just business stuff. So way to go, thoughtful mind people, because I don't have to go searching very far.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I really like that quote though. I truly believe it. I mean, I think everybody's accountable for the things that they have and want, and yeah, I mean, even in that interview I did with Arison, she said as an entrepreneur, like the buck stops there, which totally reminds me we need to release that Movers and Shakers episode.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot. I gotta do that. I'm writing that down right now. Yeah. So the buck stops here when you're the business owner. That's for sure. But I want to talk about Facebook hacks.
Yeah.
Because my mom, she sent me the thing and I called her immediately and I was like, Mom, you realize you just like messed it up worse.
Oh gosh, I know. People are
So
so confused.
explain this. Explain it because I feel like so many people just don't understand it.
So, I mean, I'm just kind of trying to figure out where it came from originally, but essentially, someone, we'll just call them a spammer, put in the message, "Hey there." And it looks like it's coming from your friend. So it comes from your friend's account. It's not coming from, a weird account. Coming from your friend saying, "Hey there,
I mean, it is
here."
coming from your friend, or more than
Yeah.
likely.
Yeah. But it's not like a new friend account or something. It's
Right.
like,
It's coming from
so
their actual account.
yeah, because I could scroll up and see past conversations in the same message box. And it
Right.
was just giving a warning, people are cloning your Facebook page, and so you need to warn others. Well, it's not true. So what I read was when you it some
In
of
the
them said
message.
in the message it said that if you hit the button down to forward the message on to let all your friends know, and that's when the spam is supposed to trigger, is when you forward it. So it's almost like everyone is, it'd be like in a movie where everyone's releasing the virus without even knowing it,
Yeah, so it's exactly what happens when I was at the computer store. We would have people bring in computers, and they would say, like, so Mac cleaner, for example, they would go, what'll happen is you'll go onto a website and something will pop up and say, you need to update your flash, or like your computer, it has a virus. You need to download Mac cleaner to clean it up. And then, and their computer didn't have a virus. All you got to do is close the freaking window. But what would happen is people being people would download this Mac cleaner, and then they're downloading the, it's called malware. It's not a virus, it's malware, because malware means that you have to actually install it. You put in your password and let them in. That is the equivalent of somebody dressed in a cop outfit coming to your door and saying, hey, there's a burglar inside of your house. You need to let us in so we can get them. You let them into your house and they rob you blind. Well, you wouldn't be blind. You'd be kind of dumb.
Yeah, so the, basically all you have to do is delete that from the conversation and everything's fine. And just if everyone did it at the same time, it would go away.
Yeah. But then I just don't understand why people don't, like, why are they doubting it? Why you don't think that at some point you would have recognized or realized that your stuff was hacked? Or
I woke up to two or three messages that had the exact same wording, and
that's a red flag.
That to me, that is an auto, and I thought that was common knowledge. I've been using that word a lot today because there's just so much lack of common sense, unfortunately. And
common
a lot
sense
of people,
is not that common.
Yeah, and I don't mean to like bag on anybody that didn't understand, but it's just unfortunate that not everybody is connected to, you know, knowing that. I find it more unfortunate than I do, you know, putting them down. So
I get that.
So
I don't mean to put anybody down either.
No, but it's just like one of those things. It's like you're rooting for people to know better, you know. And then all
I'm
you have
a
to
little
do is,
more disappointed than putting anybody down.
And all you have to do, type in your name, see if there's anybody else that has. Of course, people have your name; it's inevitable. But just see if it looks like your profile, you know, picture, all that. And if it is, all you have to do is, and report their profile is fake. I've done that before to someone else that had a fake profile that was like, you know, just putting spam on my end of things. So I was like, who are you? And then I was like, oh, you're fake, you know, report you. Like, go away. And it works. But yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate because they just had that huge security breach thing, and then,
well, and it's getting it's getting really hard at all.
Well, and I just don't understand what the point is, even though they're smart enough to start these scams. Like, I don't understand what they get out of it at the end of the day, because even if you did forward it and they somehow latched on to your Facebook profile, what are they going to see that nobody else sees already?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
a picture of a tree? Like, what are they trying to get at?
Well, but I mean, there is credit card information and stuff now in a lot of people's. I mean, I've received money through Facebook Messenger.
I just don't know how many people use that. But yeah, that's true. I guess they're just like, they're hackers and they just say, hey, who's the biggest?
But like my credit card, and I'm assuming your credit card, are probably attached to our Facebooks because we do.
Well, my clients. So when anyone first sets up their page, it's a business page, it's always connected to their personal, and they put in their credit card on their end. So when I manage all the Facebook pages, their credit card's already linked into it, not mine.
Right.
So I don't even know if mine is, to be honest, because I've never done paid ads for myself.
So another kind of scary thing, though, is like everything that I have, most, I'll say most, not everything, but most of the things new have a I have literally just gotten 3 calls in the middle of this. I don't understand.
Oh, I was wondering because the program would glitch, and I was like, is the bad reception? Maybe the snow?
No, I don't understand. Like, why? God, nobody has called me all day up until right now.
What yeah, I told you. It's like a Monday.
So
people are anxious.
Yeah, I don't know. So, everything, if it has the option to, instead of creating a new account, to log in via Facebook, that's more than likely the option I go with. Like my Spotify. Oh, so Spotify takes money, requires a credit card, but I've logged in through Facebook. So
yeah, I do too. So you're right. There might be a trail.
Yeah. So that's the biggest thing is like how many things do we sign in through Facebook? Because my brother and I were talking, like, Facebook is like your driver's license for the internet right now.
It is. It's so much easier. You're just like, what?
Yeah, I don't want to set up a freaking account. No.
Yeah, no. Facebook. Like, that's one reason why it would be really hard, honestly, to get rid of Facebook is because of how much digital marketing relies on it.
Yeah.
Can you go to any website right now without it seeing a pop-up for your email for 15% off?
Like, I know.
That's just the norm now, and you just, you know, and what's funny, kind of a side note, but I laugh at people that still have AOL accounts, but then I realize, do you know how hard it is to get out of your email when everything you've ever clicked sign up for is a part of it, but then right. Also everything personal, like the doctor's office or, you know, your kids' school stuff, and you just like sit there and realize, like,
it's like it's a pain in the ass when you have to forward all of your just moving and you have to forward your mail. Imagine doing that with your email.
No, because I have at this point, I have lost complete track of who has it, which is
I know
in retrospect, everything that I've signed up for has it, and now it's just like this huge junk email in Yahoo. That now I miss the important messages because the spam is so much. And I'm like, oh, but it's just hard. You just can't get through anything online without, you know.
I was at a restaurant and they're like, yeah. If you sign up with the email, you get a free appetizer today. And I was like, well, let's do it. And now I get so much stupid shit from them.
I know better. And yet you can't even go through like PetSmart without them being like, okay, what's your email? And I'm like, you guys, I have already signed up for this. Like, why are you getting my email again? Like, yeah. I just gave you my phone number. Like, what are you talking about? You need my email still. Yeah. Or the zip code. They're always asking for something these days.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah, so Facebook, I mean, it's even when I did that 30 days of no social media, that is harder than cutting out sugar or cutting out like a lot of things. I mean, this no social media, it is the digital world. We're in the digital world, and basically, you're saying nope. And that's okay. Now, let's get into another conversation I want to get into is. The people who are afraid to adopt these things, because it's kind of annoying when like people are, for example, paying money. There are so many options nowadays to pay somebody money from your phone. And from an app and multiple different types of apps.
That's faster than any bank could ever be. You know what I mean?
And like, usually cheaper, as even if you put time as a resource, which it is a resource, it takes less time and it doesn't usually have fees on a lot of them. So it's really annoying when somebody's like, oh, I don't want to set up a Venmo. I don't want to set up Cash App. I'm like, I have Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, Apple Pay. Like, there is a million
Google
ways
Pay.
To pay. Yeah.
Yeah. What? QuickBooks, Square.
So it's so annoying to me. And it's one of these things that, like, why? Why are you afraid of technology? Why are you afraid to... I don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, they even have apps now to find, like, babysitters. And it makes it so, like, it's more legit. They have to... It's almost like a Tinder. But
they have to be verified.
Yeah, so it's like verified. You see their profile, you see their credentials.
They've had background checks.
I mean, just everything is, I mean, what else? I mean, yeah, just from ordering off Amazon off your phone, like everything is, it's really scary, but everything is just in the palm of your hand. And
but it's weird to me when people, like, the biggest thing that I keep hearing is I'm old school. Well, what makes that better? Like,
all my payment issues have usually been over a check not being in the mail.
Right. I mean, I just don't understand, like, what makes being old school better? In their head, they think, you know, like, and it could be around all the media of how negative it is, but, like, that's how all media is. That's how all news is. That's all they do is they promote negativity because that's what gets views and clicks. But there is a lot of positive that comes from the digital and technology world, as well as a lot of great going on in the world, and that none of that shit ever makes the news. You know, like,
I think some people are like scared of things not tangible, because even one of my clients went to go run some errands at the bank, and I think there was like paperwork involved, but still, it was like they're like, if I have the time to go through this, I'm going to. But I almost wonder if it just some people need something tangible in order for it to feel like they're in control or something.
Yeah, but I don't like, they make it seem like being okay with the digital world is wrong. That's the part that's frustrating to me, is like, you're adding justification or like value to something. Like, what makes it any different? Same with, I had somebody recently say, I don't do business over Messenger. Well, that's your fault. Communication is communication. Why does it matter where it's coming from?
Yeah, like, because on Facebook, if you fill everything out, you fill out your email and your phone number for a business page, especially. And I can't tell you how many of my clients get really, really like important messages from people
on Messenger.
Even though they could have gone, found the email address or phone number, but they, yeah, these are real customers trying to reach a business. So,
yeah, I mean, and that's what's crazy is, like, I don't understand why we put different forms of communication on different pedestals. And I have been in that camp before. Like, I'm not saying I'm above people, because there were times when I was like, stop sending me business through Messenger, but it's relatively stupid. When I like took a step back and looked at it, like, communication is communication. It doesn't matter where it's coming from. It doesn't matter if it's on Instagram DMs. It doesn't matter if it's in Messenger. Like, if somebody wants to pay me money and deal with me, fuck it, I don't care where it comes from.
Well, I mean, you're kind of, okay, it's kind of like a celebrity, you know, they appear to live the good life, but they also have to take with it the paparazzi and the newspapers and the, well, this, right? But they, it comes with the territory. I think when you set up social media for your business, you have to be ready with what comes with the territory. And that's going to be negative reviews. That's going to be people trying to get a hold of you through that platform. If you're on Instagram, but you don't answer the messages, then you're doing it wrong.
Or the thing is you can just like set the biggest thing that I.
So or you can hire me and I'll answer them.
Yeah. Or you just set times. Like, I was watching an interview with Damon John, who is the Shark Tank dude and the dude that started FUBU. Yeah. So he was just saying that he has a book, Rise and Grind, and he interviewed a bunch of people, and they all set aside time to check their emails, because it's not like, you don't walk around, 10 years ago, you didn't walk around opening your mail all day, right? Your physical mail. Yeah. So you would set time aside and go through your mail at that time. Why do people go around their days expecting, like, they have to do it? I think that's the biggest thing, is we put pressure on ourselves, like, oh, we have to check email every second of every hour of, like, that's not how it works. You know, we put pressure on people. You can hire somebody. If you want to be responsive every single second, you can hire somebody like you to do that. Or you can just dedicate time to spend an hour going through emails. Another thing he had said is sending out emails first thing in the morning, because when you're responding to emails first thing in the morning, what you're doing is you're setting your day up of dealing with other people's problems.
It's
you're like responding, and you're in a reactive mode, as opposed to if you spent all of your first emails as sending out, you're on the offense. You're the one that is initiating things, and then you get to your responses. And that's something really good to start your day off with, is being on the offense, being that we grab, most of us grab our phones first thing in the morning, and then what happens instantly, more than likely you see something that's going to trigger you to feel like comparison, or technology is super awesome. You have to just understand what are ways to integrate with it, not either fight it or be consumed by it. It's like, how do you integrate how do you integrate with it?
Yeah, it's true. It's like anything else, you know, too much of a good thing is a bad thing. I don't care what it is, no matter what, even if it's a bowl full of strawberries, you eat that, you know, got a bucket of strawberries every day, eventually it's not going to be okay for you anymore.
Totally.
So yeah, it's definitely something that people have to, they have to utilize it the right way. And they also have to, managing it. So for me, it's a full-time job. I am on the damn internet, on Facebook 24/7. And let me tell you, it's not as fun after you stare at it all day. It becomes really interesting. It's almost like I get this tunnel vision and everything just starts to look the same. And it's really weird because it's just like memes, vacation photos, you know, it's kind of weird.
It is all very, this, like, it's all the same. I mean,
it kind of is. It's just like all the same five things, but different images.
Yep. True. I also want to bring up something that kind of frustrates me, is how many different people put entrepreneurs in their profiles or that they're entrepreneurs. And I think that if you have a 9-to-5 job, you're not an entrepreneur. Like, whatever is your main thing should be what you are. And I that contradicts this whole, I think that you should visualize and be what, or talk about what you want to be and
manifest.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, there has to be some sort of realistic, if you work a 9-to-5, you're fooling people every time you say you're an entrepreneur. You work for somebody more than you're an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Maybe aspiring entrepreneur would be more accurate. But like, if you play football in the evenings, but you're not a professional, like, you don't do that for a career, then that you're not, like, you don't say football player. I like football is the difference.
I kind of even feel like that's becoming an old term. Like, if you're almost still using it, you're kind of...
What, entrepreneur?
Yeah, because now I think it's more like, even like the word freelance, like for designers, isn't something that's said so much anymore. I definitely think the word creatives has taken over, and that kind of encompasses a freelancer, you know, entrepreneur person. I don't know. I almost feel like it's almost like an old term now. I feel like people are calling themselves different things, or they're just calling what they are.
Yeah. It was this young kid who I saw his profile saying, like, I know who he is, and he works. He literally works a 9-to-5. It says entrepreneur, musician, DJ. Doesn't say anything about his real job.
He must not know the real definition, then, is what I'm guessing.
Yeah, I mean, like you make money out of these other avenues, but like that's not what you really
Yeah, because an
are.
entrepreneur isn't somebody that necessarily just makes their own money. It's definitely far more elements to it
Yeah,
than
and
that.
like six like being if that's what you do full time, entrepreneur, meaning like you own multiple businesses, you want to sell different businesses, grow, like you're working with multiple businesses that you have part ownership. That is, and that's what you do full time. I feel like that is when you can say I'm an entrepreneur. But if like you're aspiring, then throw the word aspiring on there. That's more
Yeah.
transparent. That's don't I would feel I would look up to you more if you said I'm an aspiring entrepreneur.
Yeah, my
But I think
Instagram always says future world traveler.
no, I think I have seen that
Yeah,
actually.
it's like it was going to happen in the future.
Yeah. Mine says on my Instagram profile, it says storyteller.
Oh, yeah.
Then it says space traveler. But I began with storyteller. So space traveler is telling a
And see,
story.
that's what I think. I think more people in the creative field are tending to be more creative with how they title themselves.
Right. Then it says single father and content creator.
Yeah.
And I can say I'm a content creator because that is 100% how I make my money.
Yeah.
Like, there's not, I don't work any other job. I make my money 100% from
Right.
creating content. And I've met a lot of people who are like, I'm content creators and they don't make a whole lot of content. Or they don't make any money from it.
Sure.
So, and I don't want to like demean anybody that does it solely for passion and they don't care whether or not they make money. I don't want to make it seem like money is the only thing that makes it a
Legit.
real,
Yeah.
yeah. But like, if you're doing something enough, then you'll eventually make money from it.
Yeah.
Like
Hopefully.
if you're a musician and you do it for, and you're doing it for years and years and years, you're going to make some sort of money off of it. Or there's tangible things that are from it. You're going to have a following, which then can be translated into attention, which then can be translated into money. You're just not selling it right.
Yeah.
So.
So, do you think we should talk real quick on the ideology behind like new business proposal? Like, okay, so the thing I sent you the other day, I
Oh
got this one. Do you
yeah.
think that's
Let's get me fired up again.
Oh my
Well,
God.
you were pretty fired up.
I was. So basically, I.
Go find that and read what that chick said because it was dumb as shit. And I'm sorry, lady, but it was.
So basically, Facebook groups have kind of really been becoming a really popular, more than just your generic, Facebook posting and all that. Facebook groups are kind of what's keeping it on the alive on the surface. So in
It's
this,
very Reddit.
yeah. So Facebook groups are cool. I'm a part of a bunch of marketing design ones. Sometimes I participate and then I regret it because I spend 2 hours sitting there like critiquing someone's work and trying to make them better. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm not working on my own stuff. Someone had posted about, well, for a friend, which you just don't know if you can take that seriously or not.
Hello. Asking for a friend.
And she said, has anyone dealt with a similar situation before? For me, this is a huge red flag, but I would
Can I
like,
read this?
well, no,
Can I
but I
read
just
it?
want to like say right now, just off the bat, this lady already has bias in her message. So that doesn't help. So because I'm on the opposing side, it's more clear to me, but this is already starting with bias. I think this is a huge red flag, but I want to see what you guys think. So, but go ahead.
This is the verbatim message. It says, I am asking this question on behalf of a friend who does not have a Facebook. Well, there's already closing. Yeah.
You're a business without a Facebook. There's problem number one. Okay.
Has anyone dealt with a similar situation before? For me, this has huge red flags, but I would love to see what you ladies think. My friend owns a food truck in North Florida and was approached by a gentleman that handles social media photography, videography. He has been working with my friend for several months now, offering free photography and even some short videos. Now that she has signed a lease on a storefront and is in the process of opening her brick and mortar, this gentleman is requesting partnership in the restaurant so he can continue his social media, and I put in quotes, social media management services and drive customers into their door. Meaning she doesn't think that it, like, anytime you put quotes around something, it's not important. Why would that need to be in quotes?
Because she's biased.
I get it. So personally, I am not involved in this situation. I just care for my friend and want to offer advice. To me, this seems like a ripoff and a huge red flag, but I would love to see if my opinion is fair before sharing it with my friend. Well, I think you're a paranoid person, and I would love to send you a aluminum foil hat. So
the reason I sent this to Jessup was because he currently has actually done this and it's working so far so good. There was never any red flags on the business owner's part because it wouldn't.
But the thing is, it's not just me. There are tons and tons of creatives that are doing this with brands and with other companies. Like, how do you think 50 Cent got part of Vitamin Water 10 freaking years ago?
Yeah.
And then when they were acquired by Dasani, which are Coca-Cola, whatever, whoever acquired them, 50 Cent got a ton of money.
Yeah.
Because he leveraged ownership based off of his name and what he could provide for them.
If that How company would have red failed, flag? If that company would have failed, it would have made him look bad. So
right.
When you're dealing with something like that, it is a tit for tat. It's a teeter totter. If one side goes down, well, actually it's not a teeter totter. Bad example. if one goes down, the other goes down, like in either direction. And so, I was like reading through the comments.
This is what's the scariest part.
That's why I sent it to Joseph. I was like, wait a minute, like. Do you see something that you just proposed to your client? Look what these, and it was all women, mind you, that does kind of play a role because women are more emotional thinkers.
Well, actually there's one. This Rob dude.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that. So but she even his says
is actually his is a little bit more like his says he's asking for a partnership in her business because he does social media and marketing work for it for free. She might want to pay him for continuing support and marketing, but I wouldn't give him a percentage of business.
Yeah, and that's so fine. He's off.
That's a little more level-headed opinion. I still think he's giving a lot of advice without knowing the context, but there is literally 25 other
messages or comments. Like, this lady just said this guy held me at gunpoint and told me he was gonna murder my family if he. I mean, that's how these women started reacting, and so I jumped in.
Let me read you one of these. I would consider a restraining order if he persists. How's that payment for you?
Yeah.
And laughing emoji.
What?
How is that professional?
Oh my gosh, yeah. And that's the thing. All of these people on these groups tend to be in, you know, on the more, I doubt anyone's following this page just for the shits and giggles. So I'm assuming most of these people are in the creative industry some way, somehow. And so that's what made me most upset was that these people are assumingly all running their own kind of business in the creative. How on earth do you guys not see this as someone that said, hey, I was giving you free work when you were a truck, and now that you're becoming a brick and mortar, let me grow your business And in return, you'll give me a small, like a percent. I'm assuming the kid didn't go, give me 85% of your company. This woman mentions nothing about the details in her post. I read it five times.
But yet, everybody here assumes everything. Like,
yeah, they're all
run.
Assuming he asked
huge
for half.
Red flag being smacked in her face with lights flashing.
Yeah.
These are real comments. No way, Jose. Wow, what a bold request. Are you kidding me? It's a proposal.
Yeah.
No, he, you could say no, and then he could say, I'm not going to continue to do it.
Like,
well, like,
the fact that no one was open-minded to see from what she posted, just from the context that she posted, that this guy was working for free and was asking for a way to now make money doing what he's doing for obvious reasons.
But at a very, like... Because the thing is now that doesn't mean he's going to get paid. That means that he's also going to build. This is what you do to build a team. It doesn't mean, hey, now you have to give me money. Because guess what? A brick and mortar usually doesn't have money. So how is she going to pay this dude what he's more than likely worth and continue to sustain building a business? You can't. So you have to be very creative on how you do it, which means partnering with people that have like-minded goals and can work with you. And this is what this guy is proposing. But yet all of these
people. So first I posted like, wow, you know, I know someone that's doing this right now. It's completely legit. You know, I was just kind of like, you know, more of like a, hey guys, like, you know, don't you see this and this and this? And then after I sent it to Jessup to be like, this is a really weird response to something that you're doing and is well received. And after that, I was like, screw it. I'm saying how I feel. And so I was like, I'm really ashamed of all these comments. I don't remember everything I said, but I was basically.
You only sent me what you said, which I thought was really professional, and it makes so much sense. Like you said, as long as they're a contract that protects both parties and the marketer is doing a great job, I'd say it's worth it. Like all of that makes sense. That is a rational way to look at it. I don't see.
So then I got attacked, which consumed half of my afternoon. Because I wasn't going to belly over because this woman started making up assumptions and considering them facts. So I started calling her out on it.
Like, you went down the rabbit hole, Deb.
She was like, oh, you know, taking 50, you know, taking the company over and then da 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 da. I was like, okay,
yeah, what did she say? She said something like, well, you go ahead and give away 50% of your business.
Yeah, and I was like, what? ! Like 3,000 of those. I was like, what are you talking about? She never said how much percent. I said, do you realize, like I kept reiterating, do you realize that if the company makes no money, he doesn't make any money? Where is the scam? He is going to go from working for free to having incentive to work for money. What the hell are you talking about? And then she gets into like trying to insult me. She was like, have you ever, you need to go and watch an episode of Shark Tank and learn your investments. And so I responded like, you mean you got your investment money from a reality TV show?
That's what that came from me.
Yeah. And so I was like, by the way, I love that show. And I put show in parentheses. I was like, by the way, I love that show.
So,
but,
real quick, just a note off of that. Apparently, there is those pitches on Shark Tank can be anywhere from like a half an hour to 8 hours long. And in the show, you see 8 minutes of it. Yeah. So, in real life, those actual legitimate proposals can be up to 8 hours long. And we only see 8 minutes of it. So, again...
They do well. Are you sure? Because at the beginning, the
I'm sure. Because I just told. Yeah, I've been watching a lot of Damon John, like actual Damon John.
Well, I just say that because at the preface of the show, it says, at the end, it says, no other conversation was had, between investor and the person, it was just saying like no other communication, like what you saw was the actual thing, and that, you know,
well, that was literally out of his word or out of his mouth in a interview, so I don't know.
Okay, well, anyways, so yeah, I just, that was funny because she was trying to insult me, but really she insulted herself, and it just was very saddening that not one person could not understand the value. So I kept like,
or even saying, just like begin to go, oh, maybe, huh, I don't understand how this works, like, but be open mind to it. Like, that's what's concerning, like, is like they're complete to the point where they were literally saying things like restraining order. Like, how is that even equivalent? How is that professional or business related? That is the dumbest thing I've ever.
Yeah, it was turning into this, like, really, it was like, and each comment they were, I think they were just feeding off of each other. They had
that instant validation. Like, you're just validated by other people who are wrong, and then it like grows into this. Now everybody is. It's just that instant validation. It's not healthy sometimes.
I was making such valid points. I was like, you know, pat on the back to myself, because I think it takes a strong mind to sometimes overturn, you know, such strong opinions, especially if you have valid points to back you up. And I was like literally begging somebody, please tell me why, if someone's investing in you, your business, to grow it, and the only way they can grow is if they grow it, and that's the only time they get any sort of, you know, financial return. How is that a bad thing? Like, please, someone tell me how that's a bad thing. But then it was received with more like made up assumptions, and it was really interesting.
So one thing that's interesting to note is this Facebook group, it has 45,000 people who participated in it, but still 25 people commented. So while we assume that a lot of people, it was crazy, there's 44,000 and some change that didn't participate because they probably looked at it and were like, God, these.
Yeah.
I don't want to say like, women, but there was a group of women. So, but.
Well, she even addressed people, it as. She even addressed it in her thing, what do you ladies think?
I know, which is interesting. Already, yeah, that to me, like, it kind of almost indicates a little bit of her bias. Like, maybe she, because he's a man, she's already, like, on guard.
Unfortunately, that could be the truth.
And yeah. I mean, it's like she was only asking ladies. Why didn't she want my opinion?
Yeah. And it was really sad. So I had said, like, I really wish this marketer all the best in the world, for him to find a client that won't turn down such an awesome opportunity.
Yeah.
I kill him with kindness, because I feel really bad for that marketer, because this lady took all those comments, shared it to the store owner, and now she's going to never trust a marketer all because of these other really biased opinions, when they have no facts to go off of other than tiny bit of information.
I hope, let's just think in the positive, I hope that she looks at that and go and tells her friend, like, get your shit together. This is why I don't have Facebook. That could be exactly why she doesn't have a Facebook.
Well, and if you think about it, something's kind of fishy there, because she just said, friend doesn't have Facebook, but someone's been managing her social media, right?
Right.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And just the, like, for a friend, and friend doesn't have Facebook, but your friend has a food truck, then how the hell is your friend advertising? Driving around in circles?
I'm looking for a good hemorrhoid cream, asking for a friend.
Like, you're just setting yourself up at that point.
Yeah. Good Lord. I have no interest in this, but I'm very biased.
So Facebook pages, or groups, do these people get paid?
No, I didn't think they you did. You can make money off of Facebook groups though, because my brother was telling me, like, there's a guy that started a Facebook group that requires you to pay, I think, now, and they like provide a lot of really good value.
And I wonder how that works. I mean, I think I'm pretty sure I heard that pages could now, I just keep calling it pages, that groups could integrate some sort of fee.
Yeah, like a members group, which, so my brother's part of a lot of groups. So people who aren't aware of Facebook groups, like, they're super awesome. I'm part of a lot of videographers groups. I know you're part of a lot of design groups. My brother's part of a lot of
and they're awesome.
Music I groups, them. Yeah. Minus the mishaps of some weirdos that get in there, but that's any community. You're going to have some strange ducks. But yeah, I mean, I have connected with potential clients from in different areas of the country. My brother found a dude who masters his music, and this dude does it for like really big labels. And now we've connected with this guy, Josh, and he's an incredible masterer, music masterer. And it's like, it also is a really good place to pose real questions, not stupid bias questions, but like, hey, is this camera good? It's great places to connect with like-minded people. And
who are not your competition, honestly, because they're all over the map. So it kind of opens up people to be kinder to their, you know, insiders, secrets of how they do their, you know, they deal with customers or their creative work, whatever. But yeah, I feel like it's a lot more open to, I think that's why it's easier, is because a street from you is rare.
Yeah. So, and that's another topic that we should talk about sometimes. Like, I don't think people shouldn't be afraid of competition at all.
But I'm just saying, I think it helps keep people
honest and open.
Yeah. Just being like, okay, like, hey, you should do this and that'll fix that or whatever it may be. But I do think it opens up the conversation more.
Yeah. Honestly. I know I personally tell, like, I help people even in Bozeman that are videographers, and the biggest reason is because if they're asking for my help, they're already behind.
Yeah.
I think I may have said this to you, but like, I don't want to be better than a bunch of people who are not that great. Like, I want to push myself to be the best at whatever I'm doing, meaning that if I make the people around me really good, I have to strive to be better than them. That means that I'm always upping my game and upping my level. So I try to bring the people around me up for the sole purpose of like making myself have to be better.
Yeah. I always ask people who their competition is in my logo questionnaire. And I realized that in the last one, I had a sit down with a client and I was doing it kind of live instead of emailing it, and asked them that, and they kind of gave me this look, and I was like, no, I mean, like, the reason I asked this is because I have to check out your competition to make sure I do better. Like, I'm going to make it look better. I'm going to make sure you don't look like them, for one, but then I'm also going to make it look better. But it's really funny how a couple times I've asked people that in person, how they're kind of like, why does she, you know, that word competition. And it's kind of just like this little hesitation of them. And I'm like, no, it's like, I promise, it's for the good, but also to get them thinking.
Uh-oh. Deb, are you there?
Yeah, whenever we get a phone call, it pauses our podcast.
Yeah.
Sorry. No, I was just saying, I think it's healthy for people to honestly have to think about that too, so that it just keeps you hungry, you know?
Yeah, totally. But Facebook groups, they're great. They're a cool place, and there are apparently ways you can make money from Montanica sells like Montanica shirts and stuff through there. So
okay.
And there's like 50,000 people in that group now.
I just, yeah, I was just wondering what the motivation was, because I don't know. I mean, even when I went down the rabbit hole this week with that lady, that's just me scrolling. That's not me being an admin having to sit there and, you know, like make sure everyone's following the rules. And I guess that's why some people have multiple admins. That makes sense. But I just don't see how people are running these pages. Like, it would have to be a full-time job.
Yeah. I mean, especially something like that. Like, I mean, there was one time I posted on Montanica about how I was not so stoked about the it's snowing in, I don't know, May or something, and I got like 300 hate comments. Like, literally, people were just bashing me, and before the damn,
yeah,
admins were able to get to it, and I didn't care, but it's crazy because how do you keep up with that?
Yeah, because the admin ended up blocking any more comments on that post.
Yeah,
because that girl then threw me a Rihanna gif of her rolling up the window, and I started laughing. I was like, that's hilarious. I love Rihanna. And I think that I was just getting under the girl's skin. And so the admin.
Yeah, anytime somebody starts posting GIFs, you know that conversation went nowhere.
Yeah, she posted a GIF of Rihanna, like, giving, like, a bratty look and rolling up her window. And I was like, I am sorry if I offended you or made you upset. This clearly is you trying to offend me. You can't offend me with this. I love Rihanna. I don't know what to tell you. But I hope, because she had said something about, just another, like, good luck getting screwed over or something. I don't know, like that. I was like, or something about an argument. I was like, I'm only arguing you and turning them into facts. I was like, when you're ready to have an adult open conversation, let me know. And then the comments got turned off. Someone had to monitor that. It's noon my time at that point. I don't know where the admin is, but wherever they are, you know,
they probably got a real job.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I assume these people don't do this for a living because there's no money. So, I don't know. That's just me being weird and curious about who are these people.
Starting groups.
Yeah. Unless they just somehow find the time, but for not getting paid, that is a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
So is making podcasts that we are getting paid for.
Yeah, but I so far reset my Roku, made a poster. I did all that while we ate some food.
I've received 4 phone calls.
Yeah.
No, I mean, what's podcasts are huge, and I enjoy doing these. And the thing is like, just like any content creation, just like that group, it is a way to promote and create a community. And, you know, the people that are listening to this, they are part of our community. I mean, the fact that somebody's going to listen an hour to this, if they do, that, like, they're on the same page, and or they vehemently disagree. Either way, like, it's promoting us, and it, again, is very similar to what we have to deal with clients who want to know what the return on investment of doing any of this stuff is. And it's attention. You know, when you have somebody's attention, for example, over the weekend, I was at the Color Run, and I filmed for fun, and I was filming Creasy because he got asked to floss on stage in front of everybody. And so I was filming him, and some dude came up to me, and I was not proud of how I responded to the dude. Mainly not like wasn't rude or anything. I just wish I had been more grateful and appreciative. But it's some of these people are weird how they approach me. Apparently he's been following me, and from the get-go he kind of acted like he didn't follow me. He was like, oh, so I see you have a camera there. Like, it was like, he was trying to, but towards the end of the conversation, like, it turns out, it was like he was trying to just ease into it instead of just coming up and saying, like, dude, I'm a fan of your work. Like, it just felt more inauthentic coming up and having this conversation and then getting into, like, oh, yeah, like, I think I know you. You know who I am.
Do you think that's an ego thing? Do you think that's someone saying, hey, I don't want to look like a fanboy or something?
It could very well be.
Like, lack of a better term, he's just going to fill you out and then try. Yeah, that's just awkward. Yeah,
it was. So it was like, it was kind of awkward on how to go. And so, because normally if he would have said, like, dude, I follow you and I, like, find inspiration in you, or I hate your shit or anything, I would have known how to, like, where to go with that. But it was just kind of threw me off guard when we started on one place and ended it like, yeah, I think you posted something like this, didn't you? And I was just like, yeah, I post a lot of things. I don't know which one, what you're referring to, you know?
Yeah, that's
fine. But either way, so that happened. And then I was talking to Kyle Steiner at his book thing, and I was just telling him about the situation. He's like, dude, everybody knows you. And I was like, what do you mean? He was like, I was at work and we are talking about hiring a videographer, and I go, I have a videographer, and immediately other people were like, oh, we know Jessup. And he was like, how do you know Jessup? And they just have seen my work. Like, I have done so much stuff that people know at this point what I do, who I am. And
good.
So I think that's what's really interesting, and a lot of these businesses need to understand, like, there might not be a return on investment. I make vlogs and people don't I don't expect there to be a return on investment, but now these people are thinking about me and know what I do. I'm in their minds when it comes to purchasing what I have to offer. So if that business provides beanies and you're promoting to a bunch of people that even don't, like, they are obviously in the market, or that they like beanies, but they might not be buying beanies. You might not see a return on investment, but the second if you're constantly in their face, then they decide, oh, I need a beanie. Who's the first person they're going to think of? So it's weird when we have to continuously explain, like, how is this video going to bring me money back? Because it brings you attention, and attention is what translates into money.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, I think I'm going to just leave it at that.
Well, I will really quick for a little entrepreneur, creative person. So when you upload a link, like, let's say you found something in your newspaper online and you want to share that story, right? It automatically generates a photo from the link.
The thumbnail.
And a lot of And so a lot of times I don't like them.
You can change them.
And you can change them.
Yeah.
So do you know how to change them?
I know you can select different ones, but I didn't know how you can, like, add it. Can you add one?
So you can add your own photos, but it'll come into, like, this little slideshow looking thing.
And then you choose.
And to me, it's visually annoying. I don't like the slideshow thing because it cuts images awkwardly to me. Like, it views, like, the first full, but then the half of the other one. And to me, it just doesn't look appealing. And so I scoured the internet and I finally found a place through sheer luck. Because luckily I bookmarked it, and then I was looking for it yesterday, and I was like, oh my gosh, I couldn't find it anywhere. I searched for half an hour and I was like, finally found it in my bookmarks. And I was like, okay, I'm never going to lose this again. But it's online, and it's called ShareKit. And so it's www.sharekit.io. And you put in the link, and then right away, it's just super minimalistic. You just upload the photo you want to use.
Cool.
Creates a new link, and then you post that. So unfortunately, it costs $9 a month. That's the downside. But the upside is, this the only one I've ever found that can do it. I don't know why Facebook doesn't let you change it on their platform. I swear that you used to. I don't know if I just thought that or was hoping that, but whatever the case.
ShareKit.io.
.io, yes. And so.
So one thing.
Just take control over your imagery is, you know. Yeah.
One thing to point out is we are not endorsed by ShareKit.io. So we're just literally, this is just something that Deb found that helps her. And we're not endorsed or anything like that. So,
yeah, it's, you know, a lot of times whoever had the article photo, it could just be really tacky stock photo or something. And it just looks, as soon as I see a stock photo, I personally am just like, no, don't read it, because the image is just like, too lazy. You know, they're too lazy to take a real photo. Right. And so this is just a good way. I mean, it doesn't have to be like something fancy, but it could be something more relatable for sure of an image if you want it to be. So, yeah.
Totally. Well, let's wrap this up because I have a whole bunch of crap to do. And you're behind.
Me too.
So.
I am. Sorry, clients.
Thank you, everybody that has listened to this far. My name is Jessup, and that is Deb. And you can find Deb. Where at, Deb?
Your name. Yeah, you can find me. It's okay. At the Logo Studio. Logos, plural. And Facebook and Instagram for right now.
And you can find me pretty much everywhere. At Jessup11, and if you type that in, like, it'll pop up pretty much anywhere. Bliss is who's producing this podcast, which is my company, and you can find that at experiencebliss.store for merchandise, and at experiencebliss on any social sites, and it is BLYSS. So if you enjoyed this, please share it, because that helps significantly. And I think leaving reviews on podcasts really helps it out too. It helps like push the algorithm out there. So if you can, leave a review. And remember that, so we did this on Anchor, where if you download the Anchor app, you can actually leave us a voice message or a comment, question, whatever, and we can play it in the actual episode. So you can leave that. We can either play the question and address it, or we can just play the comment. So yeah, go download the app Anchor and leave us some voice comments or questions.
Yeah. So,
thanks. Please. Thanks, Deb.
Thank you. Thanks. Have
you
a good day.
You too. Stay warm.
Okay. Bye. So my advice would be for you to not to play with fire.